We screened this porch in later. You see, this was screened in afterwards.
Yes, sir.
Later on. We had a well right back here. Let's see the well right here. That's where we watered all the horses and stuff. And this was a lot. We had a horse lot and hog lot and orchards and all that. Over on this side, we had orchards, all kind of fruit trees over in here.
Really?
Yeah. Then we had a cistern, a big cistern right in here. And we caught rainwater. That was for washing. That was for your family to wash with, you know, to wash your clothes and stuff. We didn't drink that. We drank the well water.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
How did you catch the water? It ran off?
Off the roof, the eaves of the roof. Mm-hmm. We had gutters and run off the gutters into your, we had a gutter from here on. And you see this roof here was tall, you see, and looking at it from the outside, you see the building would be like this, with your two doors,
mm-hmm.
like this, with a high rear roof like this, you see.
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, this was the kitchen. What was those two rooms?
That was bedrooms. This was bedrooms. This was, what you call this was bedrooms. This
okay.
was bedrooms with the fireplace and stuff.
Where did this family spend most of their time?
In here.
Okay. And that was the what?
That was more or less a living room, because they had a bed in it. We kept a bed in here, but that was more or less a living room. Most of them stayed on this side.
Yes.
But we did build two fires in the fireplaces, one on each side right in here.
Okay. Now tell me how you built a fire for that fireplace. I'm sorry.
Well, we cut all the woods and cypress, use kindling and stuff to start your fire, you know, naturally how to build a fire.
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. The fireplace had a... What was it built like?
Well, it had a regular fireplace. It had a mantle on it and...
Was there something out in front where the...
Yeah, well, you had your dog on all, you put your fire in, and you poker and stuff on the side to stir your fire up with, and you had your mantelpiece that you kept your lamps and stuff on that, because that was all coal oil lamps at that time.
Mm-hmm. Was it raised?
Oh, yeah, well, you had your mantle, you know, which sticks out over the fire, over your firebox.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, out in front of the fireplace.
Oh, it was level with the floor, yeah.
Oh, okay. What did you call that out there in front of the fireplace? That was
Oh, we had just a brick area out in front. I don't know what they call that. Just what they had a name for it, they call it. I forgot what it was.
And you started with that rich wood?
Yeah, just, mm-hmm.
And didn't you?
Mm-hmm.
Hello?
Well.
How you doing?
All right.
Talking with your dad.
You want to know some questions about...
Big boy.
No, yeah, he's growing. He's a...
The smoke, did you ever have to clean out the...
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Tell me about that. Yeah.
Well, we used to take newspaper, old paper bags or anything, and corn chucks at first, and stick it in there, light a bunch of corn chucks at a time, see, and then you catch it in that draft and suck them on up there, and it'd burn all that soot out there, blow that soot out the fire.
Yeah, out of the...
Blow it out the top, it'd clean it out, you know.
Yes.
Form a draft, and that fire would go up there, shucks would make a big fire. And that big flame going up through the top, it'd go right on out through the top. But you had to watch when you do it. We usually do it when it was raining, because we had shingle roof and set the shingle on fire. If you do it dry weather, it set the shingle. That's how these old houses, you catch a fire so easy. They had all of those types of shingles up for the roof. Boy, they were something.
What, now the top of the fireplace was the what?
That's the chimney, that's the top
yes.
of the chimney. Mm-hmm.
Okay. But did you have, before you went to bed at night, you'd always put on a big, what, keep it going?
Backlog or something.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And was there a place where you would store your wood, out in the yard?
Oh, yeah, we kept it out in the yard. Mm-hmm.
Or a house, a little house?
Mm-hmm. Just leave it outside. Yeah, you see, you'd always get in the middle of the pile and get your dry wood, and we always kept killing or something.